figured out. So as we talked about, so for our first date exchange starts on right. Sunday night. Hello.
Wrong one.
We're going to have the awards dinner.
So you know what you're doing, right?
You know, okay. The whole thing is an innovation-led, you know, agenda that we're trying to drive. But I don't know what you're doing, Jess. But
sorry.
So we looked at it from connecting everybody together, so welcoming you guys and then making sure. So Andy's going to talk, John Goodson, and then for those of you that were at this session last January, we had Todd Euland talk from TCG Advisors around consumption economics. He wrote a new book, which is called B4B, and B2B to get to B4B, so it's all around the new paradigm shift and salespeople and go-to-market and all those great things. So he's going to come back and speak, and then we're going to kick off this networking challenge, really, the Innovator Showcase. So within that, there'll be a passport that you have to fill out, and there's certain people, so like people like Mike Omrod, who's really smart, if you don't know who he is, and you'll have to track him down and find out what secret information he has around innovation. And then he'll stamp your card, your passport. And so we'll have like a couple of them, and then we'll submit for prizes and things like that. So in the afternoon, we're going to be looking at some really key opportunities, right? So what is the cloud investment strategy? One of the big things that we keep getting is, right, pricing and packaging. Tom, you always ask me about that, right?
Thank you.
We're repeating these because one of the feedback we got back from January, too, was, you know, we had so many things going on, and not everybody could attend everything. So we're trying to make sure that you have opportunity to attend. So best practices, Pacific, which will probably change too, because now that we have this new acquisition, so we'll figure out how that goes in, marketing programs. And then the big thing, right? So partnering with HP, Amazon, role-based Philippines. So when we look at some of the service providers that we have out there and partnering with them and then go to markets and how do you move into a new market that's outside your geography and different things. And so this was sort of our initial high-level agenda. And then this is where we're going to go into the Innovator Showcase, where we'll have 5 to 6 innovative solutions. And then there'll also be the Ask the Experts walking around that'll have some innovative new tidbits that will lead you into the next. Michael, have to think of what his innovative new tidbit will be before now in October. So I'm sure you have lots of them. So we have lots of good. So we're just waiting for the rest of the agenda to be built out so that for the next Tuesday and Wednesday we can give you. But we're definitely going to have the sales training and demo to win short session. So we'll make sure that those two will be in there. We'll have more of the partnering with other partners and some other good stuff going on in there. So
I raised a couple of questions. Thank you for getting into this. So the first one is in partnering with other partners, the question I have for Progress is that as Progress is evolving this platform as a service model, that there are a lot of people that have some really, really, a lot of partners that have really, really nice niche solutions or things that people can use in their product to expand their product. Mm-hmm. We're using Mike's stuff, we're using some stuff that we have to convince people for our document management solution. And there's just a lot of things like that I think people can take advantage of because we've learned that we just can't do it all ourselves. We could do it all ourselves, but we don't have the bandwidth, and the technology changes faster than we can, you know, implement. So this partnering with other partners, you know, really, it's sort of the Salesforce model, you know, because if you look at what Force.com has done, that it seems to me that Progress really has a great opportunity to provide a forum for the partners to get to know about each other and to use their solutions or parts of their solutions in building out somebody's product. So I would certainly encourage Progress to do more and more of that sort of thing, and hope you're nodding as if you think that's the direction that the Progress is going. So that's good to hear.
Yes, that's definitely the direction we're going, and it's one of the things that, you know, is critical to our success is building out and developing our ecosystem so we have our partners collaborating and working together. So we've been talking a lot about this today around sort of, so this general model of, we have
partners, and you should probably, do you have the four, the six partner types?
Yep.
Now I'm going to torture you because I'm going to make you go back to the other one.
Okay. We'll figure it out.
So one of the things that, you know, we've been looking at is, you know, and it's the big thing that we found when we got here, you know, a year and a half ago, was everything was focused on specific application or ISV partners, right? And we built out a complete ecosystem of partners. And our goal is to look at all of the partners. This is the Partner Plus program, right? The Partner Plus program isn't just this one track anymore. And our goal is to make sure that all the partners are collaborating and working together. You can fit into any one of these categories or multiple categories at one time. And we have a lot of partners today. So a good example is TOTUS in Latin America. They started out as an independent software vendor, and then they acquired a bunch of different partners. They've become a distributor for us. And most recently, they're now becoming a service provider where they're hosting Rollbase in Brazil and they're building out solutions, but they're also becoming more of a partner that is going to be, you know, building up on top of the platform and getting more partners to collaborate together. Rollbase Philippines, they started out as a service provider, but they're also a technology alliance partner and a services partner. And they have a bunch of applications that they built and host themselves. So we see you all as fitting into any one of the categories and take advantage of all of them if you want. And our goal is to try and figure out how do we really enhance or help to get that collaboration going more readily. So a couple different ways is the Partner Solution Directory. Are you guys listed on our Partner Solution Directory? Have you been collaborating with other partners out there?
We're just getting ours updated.
Okay, great.
As well as, you know, we've been looking at, you know, doing some of these sessions whereby we tie partners together and we do architecture sessions. We're trying our first sort of beta session of architecture review where we bring a bunch of different partners in that are in different industries and markets, and we lock them all in a room for 2 days. And we talk about futures and roadmap and things that were going on, and they actually are presenting to us what they're thinking. And then we found that they're really collaborating on solutions together. And we did the training, the sales training, right, in Chicago. Partners actually got together that night, and we're talking about, I have an ERP application, but I need a payroll application, and they start communicating. So we're trying to give our partners the forums to make sure that we're collaborating and working together. And we think exchange is the best way to do that, is to really, you know, I've been trying to figure out, and I said this to Jessica when I first got here, I said I'd love to create this sort of spider diagram of partners where if you click on any partner, you can see all the other opportunities of where they can work together, who they're integrated with around them, and then you can click on another partner and you can see, and it just continues, right? It's really this ultimate integrated, fully functioning, but I haven't figured out anybody smart enough to do it for me yet, so. But I'm working on it. It's one of those things that, you know, I just think, you know, because we found, so QAD is a good example, we found that there's probably 50 partners out there that have solutions that are built around them, but, you know, we still have customers going out building stuff on their own or not knowing that solutions are out there, and we're not helping them to advertise or market that. And so we're trying to get better at this, and so if you guys have ideas, we'd love to figure out the best way to get people to collaborate together but this is my number one goal, really, this idea of getting people to collaborate and work together. I don't know what else is in there. You want to flip through some of those slides? What else we got that we can talk about? Well, I can go to the summary slides.
Do you want to show the cloud investment model or some of the other stuff?
There's so many tools that we've built. Sorry, we went through this like 5 times today. But that sucks. Yeah. You want that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Or you want to start here?
No. Go to that one. So earlier we talked a lot about this idea of this cloud investment model. And we did a whole seminar, quarterly partner update on the cloud investment model, but it looked very different. And we found that, you know, it doesn't matter where you are, right, in your stage of evolution, you don't, it's not sequential. You can, you know, build it based on where you need to be. And so we
we want to help you, and this is another reason why these guys, services partners, are critical to our success, specifically around this. We can't do all of this on our own, and so we're engaging with the services partners to make sure that we can drive these solutions and drive the partners to, if they want to move forward, they can, right? And they can leapfrog to the end, they can build a net new, they can build a cloud-only application. We're trying to make sure that we're building tools and solutions that help enhance your business, not just, you know, it's not just about progress, right? It's about you guys moving forward as organizations, and that's one of the key things that I'm hoping everybody walks away with. How are you feeling about that, Tom?
I'm feeling pretty good about that. First in pudding.
It is. But we've made a lot of progress at Progress.
You're going, we're going in a very positive direction.
Yeah, we're trying. Yep, we talked about this earlier. You guys can use our executive briefing centers if you don't know about that. Any one of our executive briefing centers, feel free to use. We've had, as just put.
Where do you have executive? I'm familiar with the one in Bedford, but I'm familiar with what others you have.
In pretty much any of our major offices, so Morrisville, Chicago, Redwood City, California, we have one in the UK, one in Bracknell, Australia, Singapore.
Rotterdam is beautiful. It's got a whole pub in there. It's gorgeous. Yeah.
That's why we like going there. I shouldn't tell you guys that, right?
I think you could have a briefing in Rotterdam.
Yeah, I know. What else we got in there?
Well, why don't I just go to the summary slide?
Perfect. We love this guy. So we talked a lot about this earlier. So hopefully everybody has business plans. If you don't have a business plan, beat up your account manager. If you don't know who they are, send me an email and I'll find you one. You know, our whole goal is this innovation. We're always trying to learn something new, making sure that we're driving new ideas. We're happy to learn new stuff too, so if you guys have good ideas and you want to share them, we're happy to take them on and help they make your life easier. There's tons of marketing enablement. We showed you some of the stuff that's out there. We've done so much in marketing and on-demand and all of that. Take advantage of it. Get with your partner account manager. There's tons of great tools that we've invested in the last year. Develop a community strategy. Are all of you using community? Are any of you using community? You guys are
using what?
Our community. Are you on the community? Or are you locked?
The community's web page is part of the progress.com, where the forums are.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Okay. Hasn't it been overhauled this year or this last past year? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was starting to get used to it, and it felt like it was a moving target.
I know
the websites themselves separately have been updated a lot. It's
a little in flux.
Yes. A little bit.
Just a little bit. But we are trying to, so we're working with the community site to put Partner Plus as part of the community site so that you don't have to log into two different places. We know that that's painful, but we are trying to get there. We wanted them to work all the kinks out before we agreed to put everything out there. So, as I'm sure all of you appreciate.
You'll see the forums on the PartnerLink homepage, next gen, and when you want to go and look at the thread a little bit more, you'll start seeing everything about that discussion.
Yeah.
So, could we go in through community and have it be like a speakeasy to go into PartnerLink?
You can do that.
You click something a certain number of times, like an Easter egg, and then.
We don't want to hide it that much.
That
but
would make it kind of cool for the young people that you want to get into it.
There you go.
Speaking of communities, there was when John Richard released the platform, he said that eventually in the future, folks would be planning to open this platform also for partner specific forums so that we could have a forum to communicate with our customers.
Yes.
Is that still a plan, and might there be a time frame and cost frame for them?
Yes, that's still part of our plan. I would say let them work the kinks out. My guess would be in the next, probably by Exchange this year. I think that my personal opinion, which I'll probably get in trouble for, but I'm going to say it anyway, was that when we launched it last October, we literally had just you know, made the decision, I want to say like a month before, and then we were like, we launched it. It was nowhere ready for prime time. But they've done a ton of work. We've been doing mini forums. We've been doing, you know, some partner stuff. We've been driving some of the distributors, some specific things that we're testing. So I think by this October, when you come back to Exchange, you'll really see a big difference with the community. It'll really help. So yes, I would say by this October, you should be ready to sit with John. And actually, we can set that up so that you can sit with John and say, this is what I want. Here are my parameters. And we'll get him to build it for you, or whoever he has in the back room that builds stuff for him. So we talked a little bit about this. We'd love you to market with us. We'd love you to talk about success stories. So Mike is going to get on one of my QPUs, and you're going to talk about your successful partner, right? So if we can make it work for this QPU in June, I'm happy to have you on there. And if you guys want to get on and talk about some successful solution, we would love to have you. Partners love to hear from other partners. They want to know what's going on. This is a great forum to say, hey, this is what's happening. We're happy to have you talk about it. What's the find a new a true ed? Where'd you get that one from?
You already went through that. That was the 6 different partner tracks, and you could belong to one or more.
Oh. Why couldn't you just say that?
It's the headline of the thing, Kimberly. It all ties back.
It does match the title of that slide.
See?
I remember.
It's a lot of words.
See? Find a new or a true identity. See?
Yeah, I don't like that. All right, go back.
Kimberly.
Much simpler. Mm-hmm. As Jessica knows.
There you go.
Now you're killing me.
I know. There you go.
So we talked about this, right? Collaborate. There's lots of opportunities. There's the Exchange. There's the local sessions that we're doing. We're going to have the architect forums. There's these other sort of sessions that come out of, so we have a partner advisory council that comes in and really beats us up for 3 days twice a year. And then we're trying to figure out how do we take all the information from that and get it out to everybody else, because what we find is that it doesn't always, I feel like the communications don't always get all the way to you the way they should, as we found today with the Corticon pricing, which I thank you very much, got beat up by Phil about this morning. So, but I think that there's some really great opportunities for us to start to figure out how do we communicate better in smaller forums and drive information and communicate, collaborate with all that other good stuff. So we'd like to figure out, but we want to get better. So let us know what else we can do on this collaborate. And, you know, Exchange, I think, is really one of those big opportunities for us to do that. But then we'll find little smaller ways to do that. SaaS, as we talked about. So we talked earlier about there's a dual licensing model that's growing at 30-something percent. I forget what it is. But, you know, anybody who's got a single sort of flat on-premise model is not growing as fast. And so we'd love to make sure that you guys are looking at the SaaS model. And if you need our help or you need another partner's help in moving to that model, we're happy to help you with that. Just let us know. We'll help connect you with a partner that can help you.
What is the dual license model, or the pricing model, is that something officially Progress has now, or?
No, it's just basically if you currently have an on-premise model and then you've added SaaS,
yeah,
just having the two combined together. Whereas we've had, we talked about this earlier, but we have a lot of partners, or a few partners that basically said cloud is a fad and they're not moving. And so they've just agreed to only, they only want to have on-premise pricing. They don't want to ever have SaaS. They don't want to move to the cloud. They don't believe in it. And then we have a bunch of partners that went all SaaS and got rid of their on-premise pricing. So they had to sort of, they went to a downturn and now they're coming back up because you didn't have to build up your recurring revenue and all that. So there's a lot of those sorts of things that we want our partners to learn from other partners' mistakes.
We offer both.
That's great.
Because basically, we realized that the deployment model was completely different than the pricing model.
Right.
They had nothing to do with one another. It's historically, people have looked at SaaS as, well, it's a subscription model and it has this pricing, and then you have the legacy pricing of the license plus maintenance.
Right.
And So for us, we said, well, there are two different things. So, you know, we let the customer choose which they want. Every once in a while, somebody's smart and they figure out that they'd rather pay you more money up front. But that's fine. We take those. But otherwise, we do it. But Progress doesn't really support us in this. So we literally buy the Progress licenses. So for our SaaS customers, we pay Progress a fee per user per month.
Okay.
For the on-premise model, we buy the licenses and we still charge on a subscription basis because it's relatively speaking a small portion of the cost.
Okay.
So we're because Progress doesn't support us in doing the subscription model for an on-premise installation.
Really?
Because it's the deal we have is we get a license to install at a named Otis, you know, and so we abide by that, and so for all our hosted customers, that works fine. But for an on-premise customer, that isn't supported. I interpreted that as being Progress pricing issue internally, and
I do believe that's strictly the case. I think you can be on an SPLA agreement and still do a private install into a customer's data center. I guess where it gets a bit gray is that you still have to be managing that installation. If the customer is managing the installation themselves rather than you manage it like you manage your hosted stuff, then that is a break of the contract. But you can be on an SPLA and install it on premise in a customer's site, it's just you have to be managing the service.
Okay, well that's we do that with 100% of the customers.
Right.
So okay.
And
you
should
need to do the
perpetual
and then
you are the subscription. Yeah, that's crazy.
Who's your account
manager? Tim Olson. Okay. And where's my cards? Alright, so I'll, yeah. Got it? Alright.
Just if anything.
So let's can we get a call going between you, Colleen is here. And then, we can fix this. We can help you fix this. Because we have lots of partners that are doing exactly what Mike was talking about. They have a POA agreement, which is an SPLA, and it allows them to do this hosted, and it's very different from their on-premise. And that's why we say we have a dual license model that allows, and it's not as confusing, and it's much easier for you, and it's actually easier for us to manage as well, too. So, and it helps us to understand how many of your users are SaaS, right, hosted users, and how many of them are users, which is one of the things that we're trying to track as well, is the growth. And so we're probably tracking all your stuff as perpetual, but it's really not.
Well, some of it is being, because we're doing both.
Right.
I mean, we do installations in the Caribbean where internet connectivity is still kind of dicey depending upon the island. So in some cases there, they will insist that we do an on-premise installation. But for us, it's the exact same product. There's no difference. 100% same code.
The license ramifications as well, in terms of perpetual versus the subscription.
Right.
Who legally is the end user of the license? So you should
talk. We need to talk. We'll help you out with that. We do support your model.
I'm glad to hear that because I think actually that's something that, you know, as you work with people who are, as you said, thinking that SaaS is a fad, they need to understand. I mean, we thought we were behind the curve as we got into this. In January 2010 when we first went with the hosted model,
right.
And we thought we were behind the curve. And as we have worked with some of the people whose software we're using as part of our solution, who were very very much stuck on this traditional licensing model, that we had to educate them on, you're only going to get X dollars per month per user, but it's found money, okay? And and literally for one of them, we just send them a check. We send them a report and a check. They don't even have to bill us, okay? And so
that's basically how we do it.
So for a lot of people, once they realize that it's a different business model, it's a different customer, but it in fact is, it's real money and it's real use of their product in ways that they could otherwise never have envisioned selling their product because it's completely different markets, completely different types of customers, and so forth. And a lot of people really need to be educated in that.
Okay. Yeah, we'll work with that. Thanks. So, you know, you talked about this executive briefing. So this goes to two different things, right? So we're happy to host you guys and make sure that you can use our briefing centers, as well as, you know, attend some of the, so we have lots of different things that happen. So we have the sales training, we have exchange where we're going to have lots of different briefings. We're going to do these architecture forums, which will go through lots. You know, we're trying to make sure that we're getting to all of you in a smaller forum, and we're ensuring that you're getting the information and you're getting the right information. This is a good example of, you know, not getting the right information out, so we'll drive that. And then the last is, you know, we really hope that we're looking, or you're looking to adopt across all the product lines, and that you're seeing that as we continue to expand the solutions, right, that there is a method to the madness. Maybe this morning didn't seem that way, but there really is. So we're really trying to make sure that all the products integrate together, that they work together, that they're complementary, and that we're adding value with solutions, and we're trying to build those back into the core of the Open Edge community. So we're not buying stuff that's way out here and trying to figure it out, but I'm sure you've all seen that we have OE rules. I don't think we call it OE rules, but it's Corticon, which is integrated into Open Edge. Role-based, will, I think they talked about it this morning on the roadmap, where it's going to be integrated into the role-based. And there's lots of good things that are happening. And so we want to make sure that you know that we're making those investments on a daily basis. And Phil, make sure that every day we're looking at those investments and we're driving them. So it's critical. So we want you to feel like that guy right there. Like you're really happy that you've succeeded with us, that we're listening to you, and that you're getting exactly what you need. So if you're not, I'll make sure, you know, you guys know how to find me. Tom just comes and finds me, he just walks into my office. He says, you got a minute?
It's usually because I got lost. That's something about your security.
Mike at least makes an appointment with me.
You know, I'm in the building, I'm lost. I know my way into your office.
This is true. Yeah, we're happy. I'm happy to take any questions or any challenges or any issues that you guys have, or even if it's good. If something good happened and you want to let us know, just like drop me an email or call me or let me know. That's what we're here for. So, okay. Questions?
We want to talk about success stories.
We can. Yeah. So we'd love for you guys to be submitting success stories on your customers. Like you're going to. Huh?
Our success story.
Awesome.
One on the right, I think, is our
one. Cool. Go back to the one before, because it was, how many do we do? So we do 36 in the last 10 months. Yeah, we are putting them out. Are you guys seeing these that are coming out on the newsletters and success stories? And I mean, we're trying to really push them out there so that people have more reference and case studies and talk about, you know, there's a lot of good stuff that we're getting done. So we have somebody who's totally dedicated to this. She'll interview your people. She'll do the complete write-up. Has anybody worked with Cynthia?
I worked with Cynthia, and I worked with Nicole.
Okay, great.
Who's the writer.
Yes.
And they're both fantastic.
They are. And they will, you tell them you have something, they will hound you until they're done, let me tell you. So, and they'll make sure that you are super happy with anything that comes out the other side. So feel free to leverage those resources. We're happy to do that. What else you got behind that? So these are a couple that are written up. We'd love to get, you guys have success stories you want to share? Let us know. Oh, this excitement kid thing. This is a marketing thing.
Is that Cynthia's?
No, that's, Chuck left. I can say whatever I want. So the marketing team came up with this idea of, you know, to reward partners for providing, you know, references and some other stuff. So you'll get a little kit, a little bunch of goodies. You can participate in it. It's just one of those sort of, so if you get a success story, you can register and get your little kit of progress goodies. And then last but not least, exchange. So hopefully you're all gonna be there if you haven't registered. I think there is a discount code going around. Do we have a discount code?
I've heard rumors about it, I don't know.
If you visit the progress booth, there's a discount code.
I don't know what it is, but there is a progress discount code. Or you can do the as many people as you want for 5K. We are going to have, we're still looking for more sponsors. All the sponsors that signed up last year signed up this year again, right?
Not almost? Not all of them.
Not all of them?
Some of them did.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
We only had I think it was Quicken was the only one that didn't, right? Said no.
Quicken said no. There were a couple other small exhibitors that didn't.
But we've got a bunch of new ones too that have signed up for this year. So if you're interested, but make sure that you get there. The awards, so you might not make it to Monday after we're done with the awards ceremony on Sunday night. I'm just letting y'all know. So we're gonna do like we did. Who was at the last awards? Were you guys all at the last awards ceremony? That was pretty good, right? We did all the stuff up front so that you can enjoy dinner and keep drinking straight through until like 11 o'clock. So my big thing was I didn't want anybody to be drinking through dinner and then do awards and fall on stage. Yeah. That was my big fear. So we did the awards up front so that everybody could drink and relax.
And celebrate. Right?
Celebrate. That's where we got a few tweets about 2 o'clock in the morning of like, look, I have my award on the poker table. Yeah. So we won't be doing that this year. That was the Supercorp guys, wasn't it?
Yeah, Partner of the Year last year. Yeah. Until then, it's just Innovator Showcase, which we've talked about.
Yes. So any great ideas, submit them. Let us know. Mike is going to have 1,000 really cool ideas. He's going to be walking around with a little light bulb on the top of his head.
I'm wearing my Google Glass.
You will. But yeah, we want lots of great innovative ideas. Nominate them, and then we're going to be getting, our judges put together. You're going to wear your little judge's badge. So people are going to be nice to you. They're going to be buying your beers and stuff. I can see it coming already.
I think we should get on those colonial wigs.
Last year I was judged for the
last
thing.
Yeah.
And the nomination was at the last day, so there was one participant who wanted to drink with me every night and try to get drunk enough to tell him if or if not he won.
Wasn't John by any chance?
No.
So questions, comments, all this stuff can be out online. Anything
that you guys can think of, anything we're missing that you don't have? I know you two are sitting here and you talk. That's it. You guys aren't allowed to ask questions. Good.
On exchange, last year the vendor area versus where the sessions were a long ways apart. There can be vast differences. Nobody's getting together. Is that going to be different in Orlando?
I think it is going to be different.
Is it going to be closer?
Yes. Let me see. I can probably pull up a diagram. Hold on.
Yeah, we know that everybody was, even though we had the meals and stuff there, that it was way too far away. And so
a lot of that was the layout of the hotel. It's a very awkwardly laid out hotel.
Yes. Yeah. So. And that's why this hotel, I know, we're very much self-contained. We're taking over a certain area, and we're sort of owning those pieces of it. So my understanding is that it's supposed to be closer. So we hope so. Jess will find out for you that one. Any other questions, comments, issues?
Personal problems.
I do have a Lucy sign on my door, 5 cents. So I'll listen to all your problems for half an hour.
5 cents.
Or alcohol works as well. But only on Fridays. No? Good? Awesome. Well, thanks for having us, Tom.
Thanks for sponsoring.
No problem.
Taking care of us.
Happy to help.
And I appreciate the dynamic presentation. I think it should adjust if we're, to what we want.
Yeah. Whatever you guys need. Yeah, we're happy to, whatever you guys need, let us know. We'll keep you posted. Just send us notes. I'll give you my card. I will have a chat with Mr. Olson. And we will get you the new license.
Yeah, I mean, trouble.
No, he's not in trouble. No, not at all. Yeah, we just need to. He doesn't know probably.
But in Chicago, so he's just.
He's in far away.
He's in the hinterlands. Takes a while for smoke to get there.
That's a good way to put it. Excellent. Well, thanks for your time today. Let me know, and I'll give you my card.
Okay, I have a personal question for you, Jess.
Okay.
And I asked you this before, but I forgot your answer. I asked you about Jess or Jessica, and I remember that if I used your middle name, then you were in trouble. But I couldn't remember if it was just
either.
Straight Jess or...
Okay. Either is fine.
Okay, well, here's my question for you.
Well, but it's worth it. I mean, I went through the contract.
You know about our reseller arrangement, and you helped me to dynamically move that to take advantage of the partnership, the components of the partnership program across the six categories that would apply to our group.
Okay.
Because Progress is a reseller. So what's happening is that reseller arrangement is moving to a new entity. And we'll have a new assignment in Salesforce.
Yep, you said that.
And does that change who our Progress account manager is?
So I'll make sure that...
No, I think you'll still have time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I should start asking about that.
I mean, I think...
No, I don't anticipate that would change.
It has been an issue.
You still need the same support. You're just making an organizational change.
Yeah. Well, good. I thought it was one of those things that I didn't want to forget about and then go, oh, no, I don't have somebody.
Yeah, and you don't want to lose her. I saw her. She's here, and I saw her, and I was like, Jacqueline was singing your praises.
And then I felt bad because everyone else didn't have the same experience, but or not everyone, but at least in that session.
Okay.
She's wonderful.